Minigan Klal Yisrael Adoyros is to stay up in the night of Shavuos, Leil Shavuos, to stay up, to spend the ganze Nacht learning Torah instead of the regular going to sleep. And what's the Inyan? I would like to mention three Nekudas in this Inyan. People ask, if I go to sleep, I'll have more koyach, I'll be able to daven better, and perhaps I'll even have more time to learn. I can learn regular Siddurim, I can learn during the day, and if I stay up a whole night, I'll be famatered, and I'll end up, if you take out your calculator, possible you'll be learning less. So which is better? What's the Indian? So boy, so the Indian is not about learning more Torah. It's not about more Torah and more time and more Hasmada. There's a different Indian, and we're going to mention three Nakudas that are munach in this Indian of the Minig of Klal Yisrael. Number one, it's brought down that it's a tikkun, it's a kapora. For Klal Yisrael, b'shas Matan Torah, it's brought down that they went to sleep the night before Matan Torah, the night before Shavuos, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to wake them up. Memela, it's a little bit of there was a tria the night before Matan Torah, you go to sleep, you come late. How can that be? So we want to be misaking that by staying up all night. But what's Taka the Indian? What was going on? The Klal Yisrael, what does it mean? They went to sleep and Moshe Rabbeinu had to wake them up. How do we understand that? So where else to look? We opened up a Kedushas Levi, the Sanhedrin of Klal Yisrael, Reb Levi Yitzchok, and he says the pshat's like this. He says, Be'etzem, when Klal Yisrael came Rosh Chodesh Sivan to Midbar Sinai, they put in all their koichas for hachona. From Rosh Chodesh, including the Shloshes Simei Agbola, they were preparing Umeichen Atzmon. They were so tired when it came Erev Shavuos that they said, we're not going to have koyach to be Mekabel Torah. We're not going to have the clarity and the koyach. So they went to sleep, not stam, because they, as a regular sleep, they went there. It was a ruch, it was a lishma dika shlof, to get koyachas, to get more koyachas in order to be Mekabel Torah properly. So what was the tefiyah? Where'd they go wrong? Says the Kedushas Levi, because they should have had bitochen and emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give them koichas. You put in you gave away your koichas to prepare yourself for Torah, and now you're tired, don't worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu koivei Hashem yachlifu koyach, he'll give you koyach. They should have had that bitochen. If the Eibishta, that's in the Mashosh state, in two places, in Bava Basra, Daf Yudam and Aleph, the Gemara says, Talmidei Chachomim shemenadedin sheino me'einehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is masbiam mishchinosoi bo'olam habo. And the Mashal learns, it doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them Shechina in olam habo. He means from olam habo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be give them a Tosefa Shechina now. And why? Because we know Torah is Mateshes Koichei Shel Odom. And Talmidei Chachomim amenadin in atzmo, and they become very shvach. And al derech hateva, they should be weak and frail. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, gives them extra koichas. Similar to Mashon Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel. Kol aloy mei Torah balay lechut shel chesed nimshach olav bayoyim. Someone who stays up at night to learn. So in the morning, he should be ois mensch and tired. He should look like the yeshiva bochum that come in Friday morning, almost disshelved from staying up, from learning a whole week, from learning Thursday night mishmor. So it's his name, says the Mashal. Kodesh Bohu gives them a chut shel chesed. You get extra koichas to learn, and the koichas will not be matish you. So they had extra koichas. So that's what would have happened by Kabbalah Satoira. That's what we say in Tzmiris and Shabbos day, in Yom Shabboson. Uvo uchulam bivris yachad na'aseh v'nishma omru ki echod ufoschu v'onu Hashem echod. Going on Kabbalah Satoira, which was on Shabbos. Boruch Hanoisein Layoiv Koyach. What's this doing here? We understand the Nasev and Ishma, the Bris B'Yachad, but what's Boruch Hanoisein Layoiv Koyach? So the answer is, we have to this Nekuda Mamish, Torah is Mateshes. Maybe I'm tired, I won't have the Koyches to learn. Nope. Baruch HaNoisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the Marsha, this is Miris. Baruch HaNoisim LaYoiv Koyach, you will have the Koyach to learn. The Torah won't knock you out. You won't lose from it. And also to remember what happened by Torah, that they went to sleep. It was a wrong Cheshbon. The Cheshbon was wrong. So we say here, the Reb Levi Yitzchok, Baruch HaNoisim LaYoiv Koyach. But HaKol Ponim, Rabbi said, that's one reason. Stay up the whole night. Not to worry about what the Klal Yisrael was digging and worried about B'Shas Matan Torah. Rabbi said, Nekuda number two, that in Parshas Yisroi, we have the Parsha from Kabbalah Satorah. Klal Yisrael came B'Chodesh HaShlishi. They came to Midbar Sinai. And the Pasuk that says, Vayachanu, first it says, Vayisu, let's start from the beginning. V'chodesh ha-shlishi lotzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim b'yoyim hazeh bo'u midbar Sinai. On this day, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, they came to midbar Sinai. Pasuk Beis. V'yisu me'refidim v'yavoyu midbar Sinai v'yachanu b'midbor. They encamped in the midbor v'yichon shom Yisrael. Says the Ramban, in most of the psukim by the Nesias, it says v'yisu v'yachanu, v'yisu v'yachanu. And over here it says, Vayisu me'refidim, vayovoyu midbar Sinai, and then vayachanu. Between the vayisu vayachanu, there's a vayovoyu midbar Sinai. The Ramban is medayik, and he says that the pshat is by every encampment, every mokrim they came, they set up their tents, they made it nice, and they settled. The dogish of the pasuk is when they came to midbar Sinai, vayovoyu midbar Sinai vayachanu. As soon as they came to Midbar Sinai and they saw the Har Sinai, they dropped their bags. They didn't spend time sitting up their tents and hanging up the pictures and making everything nice and comfortable. They went straight to Har Sinai. What's the nekuda of this Ramban? The nekuda of this Ramban is not just, it doesn't mean that they were less involved in Oilam Hazadik in Yonim and they went straight to prepare for Matan Torah. It means much deeper than that. It means that they felt their real home and their real place was in a mokum where they're learning Torah. Avada, a person has to be more ligging and learning, and ruchnius is more important than gashmius. But the only way to do that, if a person feels that ruchnius is his etzem life, he has to be so comfortable there that the other things are less important. And what really makes him happy and comfortable is learning Torah and mitzvahs. So when Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai, they felt the ik. What are we here for? This is Matan Torah. Oy bazoy, to stopping Oisik and setting everything up, make everything nice. No, they left all that. They left all the cheshbonos, all everything that went on before. This was all about Matan Torah, setting ourselves up, preparing ourselves. So Rabbi said, that's a second Indian over here. I once heard a pshat, v'sein chelkenu b'seir secho, simply means, give us a chelik in Torah, but there's another havana over here, which means, put our chelik in Torah. Make Torah our chelik, our business. A person has a business, a person has a house, that's his chelik over here. That's, he does other things that are not mamish a chelik of him. No, v'sein chelkenu b'seir secho. They once asked Rav Aaron Leib, we're a certain medrash is, he didn't know. He said, go to Chaim Knievsky, and on the spot, Chaim Knievsky said, it's right here. And it was in one of the Masechtas Ketanas, on the spot. And they told Rav Aaron Leib, wow, he knew it in a second. He said, there's no espialis from this, that Rav Chaim Knievsky knew this. So Rav Aaron Leib said, why? He said, if you ever go into a makolet, a giant store, and you ask for a certain product, the owner of the store knows exactly where it is. You want to go into a hardware store and you need a little screw, a certain size. There's hundreds and hundreds of little screws and bolts and all different zachen over there. He knows exactly where it is. Is anyone misspoiled from that? No, because that's his business. That's his business. So he knows exactly where. He said by Reb Chaim, the Torah is his grocery store. That's his store. You ask him where anything is, he knows exactly where it is. That's the same Chalkeinu B'Seir Secho. Rabbi said that's the second reason. We forget about what we usually do by night. On Shavuos by night, our chelik is in Torah. We forget about the regular holy chelik, and we make that our kviyas, of lernen a ganze Nacht. Now the third tam, Rabbi say, the third tam is the Or Chaim, a wonderful Or Chaim over here on the Pasuk that we just read. He says, L'chor, if you read the Pesukim, it's a little bit out of order. It starts, B'chodesh HaShlishi, B'yoyim HaZeh, Bo'u Midbar Sinai. And the next Pasuk is, V'yisu Rafidim, traveled from Rafidim, V'yavoyu Midbar Sinai. It should be the reverse order. First you say where they traveled from, and then Vayachem, they came to Midbar Sinai. Why does it start? The beginning of the parsha here in Perek Yotes in Yisrael, B'chodesh HaShlibo Midbar Sinai, he says that the ganze Welt since Sheshes Yimei Bereishis was waiting for this day. This is the day Klal Yisrael was waiting for this day. Yitzias Mitzrayim was Al Manasseh Deshikabel Metoira. The world was created with a Tanai. The Klal Yisrael will be Mekabel Metoira and Vav Besivim. So when we get to this place, he's Mevur in the Lashonis, the Moridic Lashonis here in the Orchaim, that's Kedai to see inside. When they got there, the psukim couldn't hold back the seder. You can't go ala seder. The takeif kodma hoido. We said right away, bayoy mazebo, we're finally here. Higia choshuk v'nechshak lechoshek v'choshuk. V'somchu shamayim v'oretz. Kizehu tachlos abriya. Kaviyochol, the posuk jumped out of place. We couldn't go ala seder. We're finally here. And he says, the Or Chaim, because Ahava mekalkeles es Ashura. If a person loves something, he has a tremendous Ahava, it's mekalkel the Ashura. He goes out of the norm and doesn't do things the regular way. That is what we see from this Psukim. This Yisoy that by Torah, Ahava mekalkeles es Ashura, is in an Or Chaim, a different place. In Parshas Vayetze, when Reuven found the Dudoim, and Leah had the Dudoim, she took the Dudoim and she gave it to Rochel that she should be with Yaakov that night. Kaviyochel, she rented him. Zocher Sechartichel. It's frekli Or Chaim. That's not min Ashura. Yaakov's a poyel. What are we doing over here? So says the Or Chaim that Leah had such a cheshik to have more bonim from Yaakov Avinu that she was mekalkel as Ashura. It's avo mekalkel as Ashura. Rabbi Yisrael state in the Chido and the Alshich and many others that this Maisa was Erev Shavuos, and Yisocha was Nisabar on Shavuos. And we koyach this Maisa, she went Mekalkeles Ashura for the Ava, to have Yisocha, which is, Yisocha is a Talmid HaChom from Klal Yisrael. This is Ava Mekalkeles as Ashura. It was Erev Shavuos, this Maisa, and I saw in Tzforim, B'Shem, the Alshich again, that's one of the timen for the Menhogim to put flowers out on Shavuos. A Zecher for the Dudoim. A zecher for the Dudoim. I once saw B'Shem the Chazanish, someone asked him for a schooler because he didn't have children. And the Chazanish said, sponsor the flowers for Shavuos. In a shul somewhere, sponsor the flowers. Moridikazach. Akoponim, this is Avo Mikalkeles as Ashura. And to end off with one of my favorite Gemoras that we see this Nakuda, the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Nun Gelmalomad Beis, it says that they asked Rabbi Avohu in the Beis Medrash, where's Rabbi Eloi? He's not around this morning. He missed first Seder. Where is Rabbi Eloi? So they answered him, and they said, Olatz b'nayro aharoinis. There's more in the Gemara over there. He was, Olatz is a lashon of Simcha. He was very busy last night with an Isha, with a Nayro aharoinis. And the Gemara says, Tupshotim. One means with an Isha, he got married. Another, and the other one is, Yeshami Mesechta, he was busy learning. He was so into his learning with such a simcha, with an olot, ki'ilu he got married. That's the moshel of Chazal. They came in, where's Rabbi Eloi in the Beis Medrash? He got carried away and he lost track of time. It was Mekalkel Ashura, he lost track of time. He was up a whole night, so he couldn't come in this morning. Rashi says, so he's sleeping this morning and he's not in the Beis Medrash. The Ava gets a person, we have to be Myra. The Ava Satur can get us so carried away, it's Mekalkel Ashura. Rabbi said, we just said three tainim of the Inyan of staying up, Beleil Shavuos, Mietz Hashem, the Oilam should have a Gevaldike Yomtif, Koltuf.